Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Friend, happy Sunday. Welcome to Sunday worship on this December 29th, 2019. Yeah, the final Sunday of this year. The next thing you know, 2020 will be here as of Wednesday. Fred, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend, and welcome to Sunday worship. It's a program that is all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And let's start things off here on this final Sunday of 2019. Here's Watkinsville Worship, and "It Is Well With My Soul." I hope you're having a blessed weekend. You are listening to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. And friend, what do you fill your mind with each day? Is it knowledge? Is it gossip? Is it trivia? What you plant, friend, will produce results. You know, somebody said one time, man's mind may be likened to a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into it, then an abundance of useless weed seeds will fall therein and will continue to produce their kind. Friend, that's why God's word says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, to set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Friend, be careful what you sow in your mind. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. preparing our minds and our hearts on Christ today. You are listening to Sunday Worship. Hope you're having a great weekend. My name is Joey Kroll, and you may have seen the Peanuts comic strip where Linus and Charlie Brown are discussing Linus's philosophy that there is no problem so big it cannot be run away from. You know, friend, that may bring a smile when a kid says it in the comics, but it's definitely not a grown-up way to live. So what do we do with our problems? For some of us, they're so big, they're like mountains. Jesus told us about a faith that can move mountains and that nothing is impossible for God. In fact, God's word encourages us to take our problems to Him. And when we do, friend, we experience His unbelievable presence, wisdom, and abounding grace. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still to know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. Know that He will never change. Be still.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good, yes, all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Here we go.
God. is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound.
Yes, what a fun song. Don Moen, and God is good all the time. You know, I was reading a story about some prisoners with life sentences who have found a new purpose and a new reason to have hope. They have found joy in sharing their faith, and they use the word hope as an acrostic for helping other people eternally. Isn't that cool? And these prisoners share with other inmates about the joy of the future freedom they have because of God's love and about the hope they have that will last forever in heaven. Friend, let your heart not be troubled, but let it trust in God and the freedom in Christ you always have because of your eternal hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of eternal life.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. That God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on a cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great thou art. Great.
That's right. How great thou art. That's Chris Rice here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. If you missed any of today's program, go back and listen to it on our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of my Sunday. I hope you have a blessed one as well. And from my family to yours, Happy New Year from all of us here at Great News Radio.